Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank greeting you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's a privilege to share with you God's precious and holy word. We just had our meetings, as usual, the first weekend of every month. And this time it was Pentecost, the reminding of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit 2,000 years ago. And of course, also what happened 100 years ago when the new Pentecostal move came into existence. And then, of course, we also think about 1946, when Brother Branham was commissioned in a very outstanding and special way to take a gift of healing to the nations, to draw the attention of the people to what God has to say. Now, in reference to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we have the promises in the Old Testament, like in the prophet Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, "For I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring." We cannot go into detail about such scriptures, but the seed in the singular is the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed promised right from the Garden of Eden. And then, according to Matthew 13, the Son of Man sowed the good seed, and the children of the kingdom of God are the seed, and the Holy Spirit is being poured out right from the very beginning 2,000 years ago, when the New Testament church was born and placed for service. In Joel chapter 2, verse 23, we have the announcement, the promise that God will send rain, the former and the latter rain. Then in verse 28, we have the promise, "After this, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." This takes us to Acts chapter 2 from verse 17. And right through the New Testament, we find this experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Then we go to James, the 5th chapter, verse 3, and especially verse 7. Let us read verse 7. "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain." It is very clear to us that the former rain comes when the seed is being sown, and the latter rain comes just before the harvest. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, we live right now very, very near to the return of our blessed Lord and Savior. And the New Testament church must come back to where she was at the very beginning. The same teachings, the same baptism, everything the same, a total restoration of all things must take place, for the Lord says, I will restore, saith the Lord. Then we have the promise in Malachi chapter 4 that God would send a prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord would be confirmed in Matthew 17, verse 11. Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. God always uses man. From the very beginning of time, he had his prophets who were in direct contact and fellowship with the Almighty. And then we see John the Baptist, the forerunner of the first coming of Christ. And we see Brother Branham, the man sent from God with the message of God to the people of God at this time. And that message is the forerunner. It's a message of correction, of calling out, a message of preparation. And therefore, we have to understand, even looking to the past 40 years, God has taken his servant and prophet, but the message continues to reach the nations. And I was very glad to announce on this weekend that now the meetings we have here can be heard worldwide in 6 different languages all over the earth, in every country on the globe. Our brothers can tune in and be with us, hear the message we share with God's people everywhere. It's also something very special for which I'm grateful to Almighty God. Up till now, we could be heard in 2 languages, but now in 6 different languages, in English and of course in German and French, and especially in the Spanish language. It's absolutely great what God is doing, and also equipping us with the possibility to share his precious word with all the earth in all the main languages. Beloved brothers and sisters, those who are acquainted with the promised word for this day know that we don't play religion. We just share the promised word of God for this day, and please receive it in love. Only if we believe what God is doing right now, according to his promised word, we shall have part in what he is doing now. Otherwise, we wind up in religious services, having the form of godliness, preaching as we wish, doing what we like, and thinking that we're in the will of God. We're only in the will of God if we are in the promised word for this day. And beloved, as some expect Brother Branham to return and have a tent ministry, let me say this. Brother Branham expected that ministry to be right to the end of his life. But the moment he was taken to glory, that finished his ministry on earth. And from that time, God's servant and prophet was taken to glory. We share the message of the hour with everybody on earth. Please don't wait for a prophet to rise. Wait for the Lord to finish his work and do great things in the restoration, in the latter rain, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit among the bride worldwide. And then, of course, together we wait for the return of the bridegroom to take the bride to glory. Beloved, please tune in with us the next first weekend. Please tune in and you will be blessed. You will be blessed. The Lord God be with you, and especially all ministering brethren, all fellowships, and all believers. Be blessed in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.